Sintonitzeu les vostres neurones perquè és l'hora de Patxoca Sound, el programa de Ràdio 90 sense fronteres. Músiques d'ara i de sempre i d'arreu del món. Harmonitzeu les orelles i obriu la ment per un viatge a través de la història de la música contemporània. Una declaració desigual i heterogènia que et farà sentir. Patxoca Sound, el so histriònic de la Garrotxa.
Welcome to Carol's Coffee Chat.
Little boxes on the hillside, little boxes made of ticky-tacky, little boxes on the hillside, little boxes all the same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same.
Avui comença un nou coffee, Carol's Coffee Chat. Welcome, Carol. How are you?
How are you?
I'm really good. What we are going to do today?
Well, we've got a very, very, very special guest.
Yeah?
Who I won't tell you who it is yet.
Okay.
Okay. And then we're going to continue to talk a little bit about the verbs, the changes that the verbs make. We're going to have some fun with rhyming.
Yeah, good.
And then we're going to talk about what Americans eat.
Mm.
And films or movies.
Okay.
Okay.
Avui tindrem un programa carregadet. Tenim una convidada molt especial. Parlarem una mica de gramàtica, de verbs, de rimes, de menjar americà i de pel·lícules. Benvinguts a les tertúlies d'anglès. And the boys go into business and marry and raise a family in boxes made of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. There's a pink one and a green one and a blue one and a yellow one, and they're all made out of ticky-tacky and they all look just the same. Well, here we are.
Here we are. So let's do a little song as a clue.
Okay.
About our special guest.
A clue is a pista.
A pista. Okay. Yeah.
Yep. Posarem una cançó per fer-vos una pista de qui tenim.
Yeah. Because some people are lucky or maybe unlucky in that they have a song with their name in it.
Mm.
Okay.
Okay. Okay.
So here we go.
So I guess that our guest is Cecilia.
Yes.
Good.
Cecilia, welcome to the program.
Yeah. Thank you.
It's very nice to have you here.
How are you, Cecilia?
I'm fine. Good. Thank you. Yeah.
Yeah. You like your song?
Yeah, I love my song.
Yeah, good, good.
This song is from Simon and Garfunkel.
Uh-huh.
From the 60s, maybe?
Really? I think maybe a little later.
Okay.
I'm not sure.
70s. No?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
So,
oh, what? Cecilia.
Yeah.
We're going to ask you a few questions, okay?
Okay.
Okay. Don't be nervous. Are you okay?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Good. First of all, Cecilia, how old are you?
I turned 15.
You just turned 15?
Yeah.
Huh? A week ago, last Saturday. Uh-huh. Well, congratulations. Happy birthday.
Oh, thank you.
Happy birthday. Tenim la Cecilia, la convidada. La Carol li ha preguntat quants anys té i fa una setmana que ha fet 15 anys.
Oh, you're getting big, huh?
Yeah.
All right. And Cecilia, where were you born?
I was born in Olot, Catalonia.
In Olot? Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. But you speak English? Huh?
Yeah.
And how many other languages do you speak?
English, Spanish, and Catalan.
And Catalan. Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, so you...
La Carol li ha preguntat on va néixer. La Cecilia va néixer fa 15 anys a Olot. I bé, ella parla molt bé l'anglès. Després explicarem per què parla bé l'anglès, no?
Uh-huh.
I també parla molt bé el català i el castellà.
All right. And Cecilia... You're doing the... What year? In ESO? Second?
I'm doing second grade.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you like best about ESO?
Yeah. Actually, nothing, but I'm supposing that maybe art is the most funniest class.
Uh-huh.
Doncs la Carol li ha preguntat quin curs està fent. Està fent segon d'ESO. I li ha preguntat quina assignatura és la seva preferida. I, doncs bé, suposo que és l'art. Encara que no ha pogut... No? Quan siguis més gran, ja...
Sí.
A l'ESO, no...
No.
Okay, well, as usual, we're going to have one of Ceci's favorite songs, which, Aless, you want to introduce it?
Yeah, of course. It's Frontliner from a festival. Call it DEFCON 1. And it's like, I don't know, electronic music. It's one of your favorite songs.
Yep.
And it's called Weekend Warrior. So, let's go.
Yeah.
Into the wasted lands.
Well, this is DEFCON 1. This is like an alert state.
Uh-huh.
A nuclear alert state.
Yeah.
And it's the defense readiness condition.
Oh, really?
Yeah,
okay.
I found it in the internet.
All right.
This is a really hardcore song, eh, Ceci?
Yeah. Definitely gets everybody up off the sofa.
Well, it's good.
Yeah. As we were listening, Ceci told me that she... that not only does this song get her going sometimes, that she actually finds it relaxing at times, you know, to listen to as well.
A vegades la Ceci troba que aquesta cançó és una mica relaxant.
Bueno, bueno, o sigui, relaxant no, però... per mi sí.
Okay, Ceci, more questions.
Okay.
Okay, what's your favorite food? Do you have a favorite food?
Definitely olives.
Olives. Oh,
that's olives.
That's right.
Well,
Ceci is
pizza.
Yeah.
But yeah, olives are the first.
Yeah. Ceci is a big olive eater.
Yeah.
El menjar preferit de la Ceci són les olives i la pizza, que suposo que també porta olives.
Sí.
Okay.
And is there any food that you don't like?
I practically like everything, but... I think there was something I didn't like, but I don't know what it is.
Okay. So if we invite you for dinner, for lunch, no problem, no?
Yeah, no problem.
Okay, but we've got to have olives.
Yeah, we have to.
Okay. And Ceci, what do you like to do in your free time?
I like to go out with my friends.
Okay.
And not being home.
Okay, to be out of the house. Uh-huh.
Yeah.
La Carol li ha preguntat què li agrada fer en el seu temps lliure i, doncs, com és normal a la seva edat, li agrada estar amb els seus amics i sortir amb els seus amics i estar fora de casa.
Sí.
Okay. You enjoy art, so what do you like to draw?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I also draw, yeah, of course.
Uh-huh. And what kinds of things do you draw?
Well, I started doing like this funny words.
Funny words?
I don't know how to explain this. Like not like graffiti, but something like that.
Okay, so you write a word in a
different
way.
Yeah, but I also draw, I don't know, like people's feet.
Feet?
No, well, I don't know. I draw what I feel I want to draw.
Okay,
so good. Depend when I'm inspired. Yeah.
Doncs la Carol li ha preguntat què li agrada de l'art i ens ha respost que li agrada molt dibuixar i que últimament està dibuixant moltes lletres. És com una espècie de graffiti, però que no és ben bé graffiti, que agafa paraules i doncs, les dibuixa, no? I doncs, també doncs, el que li inspira, dibuixar. Molt bé.
Okay, let's listen to another one of Sassy's favorite songs.
Yeah.
Okay.
We have one that it's called I'm an Albatros, que la traducció seria soc una gavina, un albatros, sí. No? I és a very funny song, I think, from Aaron Chupa. Mm-hmm. So, let's go.
Mesdames et messieurs, s'il vous plaît, soyez prêts pour Aaron Chupa et Albatraos. C'est parti!
Well, this is I'm an Albatros from Aaron Chupa. He's a Swedish record producer and DJ. And this, I like this song. Really, really original. Yeah.
Cool.
Good. Sassy.
Yeah.
Do you like to dance this song?
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah.
You like to dance, huh?
Also, yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm not very good at making moves or things like that. I don't know. Kind of weird. Yeah.
Now I'm going to tell something special. No?
Okay.
Ceci is my oldest granddaughter.
Oh.
Okay. And
it was
a
mysterious thing.
Yeah. Very mysterious.
La Ceci es la neta más gran de la Carol.
And I remember when Ceci was learning to walk. She actually didn't walk, she danced.
Quan la Ceci estava aprenent a caminar, no caminava, sinó que ballava. I que ja apuntava maneres.
Yeah.
És per això que la Ceci sap parlar tan bé anglès, no?
Yeah.
That's it.
Good. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. Yeah. She's around English-speaking people sometimes. Huh?
Yeah.
Okay, Ceci, do you have a favorite TV program?
Yeah, it's called... I don't remember how you call it in English. Anatomía de Grey.
Yeah, Grey's Anatomy.
Yeah, it's okay. About, well, I don't know. It's about doctors and, but it's also like romantic stories in it.
Uh-huh.
And it's cool. I like it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty entertaining.
Yeah.
La Carol li ha preguntat quin és el seu programa de televisió preferit i ens ha dit que és una sèrie que es diu Grey's Anatomy. No? Uh-huh. Que és aquí a Espanya es diu l'anatomia de Grey i parla sobre, bueno, explica històries sobre metges i una mica històries romàntiques. Molt bé.
And the favorite film?
Well, I like The Hobbit.
Uh-huh.
The King of the Lords and Narnia, which are my three favorite movies.
Okay.
Fantastic movies, no?
Yeah, I like those kind of also, like interesting movies, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
They're not like normal movies, like, I don't know, like any person walking on the street, it's like different.
Yeah, something we wouldn't find normally.
Fantasy, uh-huh. Yeah.
Uh-huh, good.
Molt bé.
Good. And Ceci, if you could go anywhere in the world right now for a visit, not to live, where would you like to go?
Italy.
Italy?
Yeah.
Mm.
Oh.
Too bad there's no olives there, but...
Oh, you mean there's olives in Italy, for sure.
Really?
Oh,
of
yeah.
Course.
Oh, well, then better. I mean, well, of course, there's olives everywhere, but...
Well, not everywhere, eh? Only in the Mediterranean, eh?
Yeah.
A la Ceci li agradaria molt anar a Itàlia, perquè hi ha olives. I for what else, Ceci?
Well, Italy. Because it's a very nice place. Mm-hmm. It's, I don't know. I guess it's fun to walk in the streets and you see art everywhere. So.
Yeah, of course.
It's nice.
It's art everywhere in Italy. It's the cradle of, no?
The cradle of art.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially Renaissance, yeah. No? But even older art as well.
Yeah, yeah. The cradle vol dir la cuna. En català seria el niu.
Niu?
Doncs posem una altra cançó? O?
Yeah, and Ceci, you want to dedicate this song?
Yeah, to my grandparents, which they're in America now, so.
Okay, so this is going out to Ceci's grandparents, Mary and Steve. We hope you're listening. And that
are they?
Yeah, are you listening? We hope so, that you enjoy the song and that you've enjoyed hearing your granddaughter as
okay.
well.
Okay.
Yeah.
So this is for you. A really special song from a singer-songwriter from Hawaii. His is, and the song is called Somewhere Over the Rainbow. Far behind me.
makeup to wear. You find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly and the dream that you did to, oh, why can't I, oh, someday wish upon a star, wake up where the clouds are far behind, be where trouble melts like a lemon drops, high above the chimney top, that's where you find me.
Well, this is over, the interview is over, and now we are going to start with our sections from Carol's Coffee Chat. Hem acabat l'entrevista i continuarem amb les seccions habituals del programa de la Carol i comencem amb el ABC. Well, Carol.
So, today we're going to continue with the five changes that the verbs can make.
Mm-hmm.
We've done the simple form with the S. Last time we did the ing.
Mm-hmm.
And now we're going to do the past tense.
Okay.
Okay. Okay. The past tense form of the verb is only used in the simple past. Okay. It was a regular verb. It's formed with ed at the end. So, walk becomes walked, love becomes loved, like becomes liked, visit becomes visited.
Visited. Yeah.
And also we have in the famous irregular verb list, it would be the second column. Okay.
Yeah.
But this form of the verb is only used in the simple past.
Mm-hmm.
We never have to use it in any other position.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Oh, and then if we make a question, we have to use did, and did always indicates the simple past. And did you walk here? And then the verb, the main verb, goes back to its simple form.
Mm-hmm.
And a similar thing happens if it's negative. No, I didn't walk here. So did, didn't. Always the past combined with the simple form of the verb.
Mm-hmm.
But if we're talking about the past, I walked here, either with the ED, or I ate chicken for lunch with the irregular.
Molt bé, doncs els temps del passat, and it's very important to pronunciate well. Yeah. I walked.
I loved the concert.
Did I love the concert?
Uh-huh.
I loved
the concert.
Okay.
Okay. None of this love it and walk it.
Molt bé, doncs ara sabeu una mica més sobre els past tense. I ara posarem una cançó, a really funny song, from a movie.
Uh-huh.
That we really enjoy.
Yes, one of our favorites.
Yeah, it's an animation movie, and it's called Madagascar. I like to move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
All girls all over the world. Original King Julian, but the girls, man. I love her, all the girls. I love to move their body. When you move your body, you know, move it nice and sweet and sassy. Alright? Woman, you cute, and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body, makeup on mother. Woman, you cute, and you don't need no makeup. Original cute body, makeup on mother. Woman, physically fit, physically fit, physically, physically, physically fit. Woman, physically fit, physically fit, physically, physically, physically fit. Woman, nice, trick, fantastic. Big body, ocean at the big Titanic. Woman, nice, sweet, energetic. Big body, ocean at the big Titanic. Woman, nice, trick, fantastic. Big body, ocean at the big Titanic. Woman, nice, sweet, fantastic. Big body, ocean at the big Titanic.
Woman,
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. I like to move it, move it. You like to
move it.
And you don't need no makeup. Original cute body, make a man mad.
Woman, you cute.
And you don't need no makeup. Original cute body, make a man mad.
Eyeliner.
Funny face, I make man mad up. Nose powder. Funny face, I make man mad up.
Black your eyebrow.
Funny face, I make man mad up.
Girl, your lipstick.
Funny face, I make man mad up.
Woman, a nice broad face and a nice hip. Make man flip and bust them lip. Woman, they're nice and energetic. Rich about the ocean and the big Titanic. Woman, a nice broad face and a nice hip. Make man flip and bust them lip. Woman, they're nice and energetic. Rich about the ocean and the big Titanic. Whoa. I like to move it, move it. He like to move it, move it. She like to move it, move it. You like to move it.
I like to move it, move it. He like to move it, move it. She like to move it, move it. We like to move it, move it. They like to move it, move it. You like to move it, move it. 3, 2, 1. Goodbye to you.
Well, this is the main song from Madagascar, a really good movie, and the singer is King Julian,
uh-huh.
And it's the favorite animal of Carol.
Yeah, the lemur.
The lemur.
We love lemurs, huh?
This is a really good movie. We us la recomanem.
We recommend it.
We recommend it.
We highly recommend it.
So. Okay, so let's continue with our sections. And then the next is...
Misunderstood.
Misunderstood. Okay.
Baby, you understand me now. If sometimes you see that I'm mad, don't you know no one alive can always be an angel? When everything goes wrong, you see some bad. But I'm just a soul whose intentions are good. Oh, Lord, please don't let me be misunderstood.
En aquesta secció normalment parlem sobre els malentesos entre el català i l'anglès, però avui farem una mica d'excepció.
Yeah, today we're going to do something a little different. It has to do with pronunciation, no? Mm-hmm. Which often, when words are mispronounced, they're misunderstood.
Mm-hmm.
No? And what we want to focus on today is the way that English is a very rhyming language,
mm-hmm.
You know, that simply by changing the first letter of a word, we have a new word. Mm-hmm. No?
La llengua anglesa és una llengua molta rima,
mm-hmm.
I simplement canviant una lletra, doncs... No?
Yeah.
Ja tenim una
another
rima,
another
una altra another, paraula.
No? Like for example, hat, cat, and we'll do some more examples. Mm-hmm. But first I want us to listen to a song that I remember from when I was very young, you know, maybe I don't know, Ceci's age, 15 or something. And it's called the Name Game.
The Name Game.
Uh-huh.
Okay. This is a song from Shirley Ellis. No? And it's called The Name Game.
The Name Game. Shirley, 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 Bo Burley, Bonana, Pana, Bo Furley, Fee, Fi, Mo Merle, Shirley. Lincoln, 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 Bo Bingham, Bonana, Pana, Bo Fingan, Fee, Fi, Mo Mingan, Lincoln. Come on, everybody. I say, now let's play a game. I bet you I could make a rhyme. First letter of the name, I treat it like it wasn't there. But a B or an F or an M will appear. And then I say Bo at a B. Then I say the name, then banana, fan, or an F. And then I say the name again with an F. Very plain, then a B, Fi, and a Mo. And then I say the name again with an M this time. And there isn't any name that I can't rhyme. Drop them both, then say the name like Bob. Bob got the B's, Bo, Ob, or Fred. Fred drop the F's, Bo, Red, or Mary. Mary drop the M's, Mo, Eric. That's the only rule that is contrary. Okay? Now say Bo.
Bo.
Now Tony with a B.
Bo.
Then Banana, Banner, and Fo.
Banana, Banner, Fo.
Then you say the name again with an F very plain.
Bo.
Then a Fee, Fi, and a Mo.
Fee, Fi, Mo.
Then you say the name again with an M this time.
Money.
And there isn't any name that you can't rhyme. Everybody do Tony. Tony, Tony, Boboni, Banana, Banana, Boboni, Fee, Fi, Momoni. Tony. Pretty good. Let's do Billy. Billy, Billy, Bo, Illy, Banana, Banana, Bo, Philly, Fee, Fi, Momilly. Billy. Very good. Let's do Marsha. Marsha, Marsha, Bo, Marsha, Banana, Banana, Bo, Marsha, Fee, Marsha. A little trick with Nick. Nick, Nick, Bo Big, Bo Nana, Banana, Bo Big, Fee, Fi, Mo Mick. Nick. The Name
The Name Game. That's quite tricky, no?
Yeah. So my name would be Carol, Carol, Bo Barrel, Bonana, Fana, Fo Feral, Fee, Fi, Mo Merrill.
Oh, my God. And my name?
Alesh, Lesh, Bo Bes, Bonana, Fana, Fo Fes, Fee, Fi, Mo Mish. Alesh. And Ceci, Ceci, Bo Beshi, Bonana, Fana, Fo Feshi, Fee, Fi, Mo Meshi, Messi, Ceci.
Good.
No, it's a fun song.
Yeah.
I remember when we came out, we took everybody's name and laughed a lot. So let's try this idea of rhyming. No,
okay.
For example, if we begin with a word that everyone says correctly, I think, which is at. No,
mm-hmm.
We put a B in front of at, and we have bat.
Bat.
No,
mm-hmm.
We put a C in front of. And we've got
cat,
no? And we've got hat and that.
Or mat.
Or mat. Or fat.
Or fat.
Or the past of set, sat.
No? Sat.
No?
Yeah.
And you can just go through the ABCs and try different combinations, you know? Another one, the like bake, no?
Take.
Take. Cake.
Fake.
Lake.
make,
shake.
That's really difficult, eh?
I think it's a really kind of interesting way for people to work on their pronunciation and at the same time enlarge your vocabulary. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like these last weeks have been carnival, and the carrozas, a carnival, are called floats.
Floats.
No, and people are like float. I say, coat. No, coat. Float, boat, moat,
soak.
There's just so many possibilities. So I encourage people to take a word that you know how to say and just start putting put letters in front of it and see what happens.
És un joc que ens permetrà doncs aprendre nou vocabulari i bé doncs a pronunciar correctament algunes paraules que normalment pues pronunciem malament. Molt bé, doncs continuem després de la falca.
Pasturant l'ovella negra és un programa que et carregarà les piles i que et portarà cap a una altra dimensió amb hardcore, clàssics del heavy, sons underground i metall del bo. Envia Pastoral la música que es porta i desmarca't escoltant Pastoral l'Ovella Negra cada dissabte a les 8 del vespre a Ràdio 90.
Molt bé, continuem aquí amb el Carol's Coffee Chat i ara ens queda l'última secció que parlarem sobre el tòpic que avui tenim Food and Movies. Okay? Menjar i pel·lícules amb el Don't Know Much About.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be. Don't know much about geography. Don't know much trigonometry. Don't know much about algebra. Don't know what a sliding room is for, but I do know one and one is two. And if this one could be with you, what a wonderful world this would be. Now, I don't claim to be an A student, but I'm trying to be. For maybe by being an A student, baby, I can win your love for me. Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know that I love you. And I know that if you love me too, what a wonderful world this would be.
Bé, doncs el Don't Know Much About. Avui parlarem sobre menjar americà, sobretot, i pel·lícules, movies.
Yes.
Films.
So, let's start with the food, no? I think people have the idea that is somewhat mistaken that Americans only eat hamburgers and french fries and pizzas and fast food and fast and fattening food.
Yeah, fattening.
So finally I posted on Facebook, especially to all my friends in the States, asking them, what do you eat?
Normalment la gent d'aquí, de Catalunya, ens pensem que els americans doncs mengen hamburgueses, pizza i tot tipus de fast food. I la Carol va posar un post al Facebook preguntant-li als seus amics dels Estats Units si realment és veritat. mm-hmm. això que ens pensem.
And you know what? Most of my friends eat really, really healthy food.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Times are changing.
Times are changing. A lot of people have their own gardens or they buy organic produce. No, no preservatives. No, no. And I was really surprised. Mm-hmm. Huh? But a lot of people did admit to a certain temptation when they went by a burger place or you know some particular kinds of chips or things like that, you know.
De fet, els americans últimament estan molt en el organic food, amb el menjar ecològic i biològic, i inclús tenen els seus propis horts i es cuiden molt la salut. Però sempre existeix la temptació d'anar a sopar fora i menjar doncs, una hamburguesa o unes patates.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And Ceci goes back and forth to the United States, not every year, but quite frequently. Mm-hmm. And so we can ask her what kinds of things people ate when she was there the last time.
I remember the last time I woke up and my grandfather, he prepared a full plate of bacon. So then I didn't eat more bacon in the whole summer because I really, it was like a big plate of bacon. But normally people, I ate hot dog.
Uh-huh.
Mm. Corn dog.
The corn dog.
Corn dog? What's that?
A corn dog is a hot dog on a stick, and then it's dipped into a cornmeal batter and deep fried.
Oh,
which,
my God.
Which is pretty good.
Yeah, it's really...
It's weird, but it's good.
If you've never had one before, it's probably a bit strange.
It is, it is.
La Ceci, quan viatja als Estats Units, que viatja sovint a casa dels seus avis, doncs li preparen menjar i un dia li van preparar per esmorzar un plat de bacon. I doncs bé, no va menjar bacon en tot el estiu. I bé, també mengen hot dogs i corn dogs, que és una varietat del hot dog.
Okay, how about a song, Alesh?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, let's continue with things from films, from
movies.
What's the next one up?
The next one is a song from Rick James, and it's called Super Freak. And this song, it's from...
Little Miss Sunshine.
Little Miss Sunshine.
A really fantastic film.
Yeah.
Yeah. Really, really recommend it. The song comes out at the very, very end of the film.
Yeah.
The best part of the film.
Yeah. It's a fantastic, fantastic movie.
Okay. What about the movie?
It's about a young girl, I think she's maybe 10 years old, who goes to participate in a beauty contest.
But she is fat.
But she's kind of, she's not really
she's
pretty.
She's ugly, no?
No, she's not ugly, but she's not particularly, cute. And
la pel·lícula tracta sobre una nena que se'n va a participar en un concurs de bellesa, que passa que la nena, doncs, no és... molt maca.
Yeah.
Molt bé, és super freak.
She like
Super Freak from the movie Little Miss Sunshine. We really recommend this movie also.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. And I'd like to really recommend to people to try to watch movies in original version. Now, I know it's difficult at times, you know. I used to not understand Spanish. I couldn't speak Catalan, you know, and I had to watch things in Spanish or in Catalan. And in the beginning, I didn't understand anything either, you know. There's always that moment of that time of not understanding. And since in where we live, we're not exposed to people speaking English on the streets, then we really do have to, a person has to make an effort to expose themselves to the language.
Ens hem d'exposar a l'anglès, i una de les maneres més fàcils és veure pel·lícules en versió original. Perquè és una molt bona manera d'aprendre anglès. Quan la Carol va venir aquí a viure, ella no sabia parlar ni català ni castellà, i una de les maneres que la van ajudar molt va ser aquesta. Molt bé.
And in the library, they have the speak-up section, you know, on the main floor in the library of a lot, which is films, and then also accompanying the film is a small book that you can read. It explains the plot of the film, the actors, and also the vocabulary. For someone who really wants to improve their English, I think it's a really good tool.
You know? A la secció de Speak Up de la biblioteca podreu trobar pel·lícules en anglès i llibrets que us explicaran una mica l'argument, el vocabulari i totes les qüestions així una mica més difícils, no?
Yeah. What's our next song from a...
Our next song is I Want to Be Like You from one of our Disney movies, favorite Disney movies, The Jungle Book.
Now I'm the king of the swingers, oh, the jungle VIP. I've reached the top and had to stop, and that's what's bothering me. I wanna be a man, man cub, and stroll right into town and be just like the other men. I'm tired of mugging around. Oh, ooby-doo, I wanna be like you. I wanna walk like you, talk like you, choo-choo. You see it's true. An ape like me can learn to be human too.
You're part of the deal, cuz. Laid a secret on me, a man's red fire.
But I don't know how to make fire.
Now don't try to kid me, man cub. I made a deal with you. What I desire is man's red fire to make my dream come true. Now give me the secret, man cub. Come on, clue me what...
Well, the King Louis from The Jungle Book. It's a monkey who wants to make fire and ask Mowgli how to make it. So we're about to finish the program of today.
I've got a question for you, Alex.
Okay.
What's your favorite film? Do you have a favorite film?
Oh my God. This is a really difficult question, but I'm really into anime movies from Japan. And there's a studio called Studio Ghibli. That makes really, really good movies. Special Hayao Miyazaki, the director, who you might know from The Princess Mononoke or El Castillo Ambulante in English. Well, or the El Viaje de Chihiro.
And these films are in the original version would be in Japanese.
Yeah, of course.
Wow.
Yeah. And I think maybe El Viaje de Chihiro won an Oscar for the best animation movie like 5 or 6 years ago.
All right.
So that's it.
That's it. Okay. Yeah. Well, until next month. No.
Yeah.
No. Ceci, thank you so much for coming to
You're
be welcome. Here with us today. Yep. It was very special.
Thank you so much. You're invited anytime.
Okay.
So, let's say goodbye.
Let's say goodbye. And we're going to listen to one more film, soundtrack film.
Yeah.
Blah, blah, blah.
From Shrek.
Shrek. Yeah. All right. Another great animation film.
Yeah. The song, it's called I'm a Believer, and it's from Smash Mouth. Thank you so much for being here, and see you next month.
Gràcies per estar aquí. Ens veiem la setmana el mes que ve amb les tertúlies d'anglès de la Carol. Fins aviat.
Bye-bye.
Adéu.
Sunshine, I got rain, and then I saw her face.